Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, grayed out patio, outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can save you money as well. 18 months, 0% financing. With all this, it's no wonder they're Best Picture Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is a company you want to work with, guys. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom at I-10 in the Beltway or check them out online. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. They've got a carved stone projects photo gallery there, so you can see exactly what I'm telling you about. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
100%, it's a good day for the Astros.
I bet the Rangers are really glad they didn't move that series. Boy, you talk about a team that's quit.
Astros are still trying to get that number one seed, but the Indians do own a tiebreaker over them, so 1.5 back. The Astros are playing really good ball right now. Other than the Indians, there's nobody coming in hotter than the Astros. I think you feel pretty good about the first two guys you're throwing out in a playoff series on the mound. If the Indians weren't playing so well, I'd feel even better about it.
So, Rick Pitino, dust in the wind, Ricky.
This is a guy who, he's a cat. Nine lives is literally his, that's his, the story of his career. Every time you think it's caught up to him, no, he slips out the back door and he's all right. This time the house fell down on him.
Yeah, although somebody will probably take a shot at him. A lot of college basketball coaches are scumbags. It's just part of the, comes with the territory.
Right.
You know, this guy, I think, takes cake.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, it's been fun. I asked for a fun show. We got into obscure and not so obscure bands.
Yeah.
We got into the idea of a dating game. A lot of people not happy with Trey for not wanting to participate.
Yeah, I don't like
soccer,
that either.
Soccer Bilal says he'll take his place.
There's a lot of people who would take it, but yeah. I just don't understand. I don't understand why Trey would pass on that.
I don't know. But he clearly will. I think we need to make this happen. So any girl who would like to participate in the dating game, email Jon.
Yeah.
Lady. Girl, lady.
You haven't gotten any emails about that, Jon?
No, not yet.
You will.
Man.
You must be 21, though, because we'll probably include alcohol into the date.
Oh, okay.
So you must be at least 21 and younger than 80. Is that fair range?
That's a very, very wide net.
Well, hey, we're just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
I asked Beth, and she's hesitating right now.
Oh, really?
If she would, yeah. Beth might do it?
Yeah.
Now, Beth, ooh. Beth can contribute some,
can
some
you
stuff
imagine
to the
if,
date.
If Beth and Juggalo Trey made love? Oh, my.
No, I couldn't imagine that. As a matter of fact.
Oh, my.
And I think Trey
who would
says
be on
that,
top, do you think? Juggalo Trey or Beth?
Trey.
Beth just pointed and said Trey would be on top.
Interesting.
That's what she was saying. I think Beth prefers missionary.
I would just assume it was doggy so she wouldn't have to look at him.
What?
Just saying.
That's a little rude.
Harsh. That's harsh.
It's so rude.
That's what women tell me all the time. Are you kidding?
Beth is all about like that connection. She would want to be face to face. She would want their faces to be touching while they made love. Yeah. And she would want to flog him? Okay. Or you would want him to flog you. There you go. I could see Trey doing that.
This is a picture I don't need in my head.
Trey
frankly.
Would spank Beth, I'm sure.
Well, Trey keeps telling everybody he's asexual, so he's not.
That's because he just hasn't
anything.
Had sex. As soon as you have sex, listen, you become not so asexual anymore.
Hey, if he wants a date with a guy, we could arrange that too. We don't judge here. Whatever he's into.
Trey's not gay for sure.
Okay. I'm saying if he is, it's fine. We'll help him. We know gay people. I think we could do that. He just needs to decide what he wants.
Matt says, what are the odds USC basketball escapes this situation without losing scholarships? I'm going to go 1%.
Yeah.
Like it would have had to have been a clerical error.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. A couple people still talking about Jason says Limp Bizkit is an embarrassing enjoyment I had in my youth.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. But I would still listen to that Sanitarium version. That's still a good song.
Nick says, I heard a lot of old rock enthusiasts don't like the new metal genre. Why is that? I don't know. I like a lot of the stuff that's out there now. Avenged Sevenfold I like quite a bit.
You like Breaking Benjamin?
Not as high on them, but they've got a couple songs I like. But I go back and forth on just how metal I like to get too.
There's not very many bands that come out now. Like there's no bands that put out new music that I'm really big on.
I'll tell you what I don't want to hear anymore is old bands from the 80s doing new music.
Oh, I didn't even know that was happening.
Oh God, yeah. Every time I listen to that friggin' Hair Nation, there's always like, oh, Warrant's got a new album coming out. I'm like, who cares?
Oh, I wouldn't think that they.
No, I'm not buying that.
Just
play your old stuff. That's why you're famous. Go around and make a bunch of money doing it. Don't write new music.
I think there's like there's a handful of bands that I'll still buy new music from. And I bought I love Queens of the Stone Age. I always have.
Yeah.
I bought their new album and it's good. It's not mind blowing. And I always buy Foo Fighters music because I just think that they are, they put out brilliant music.
Yeah. Foo Fighters, any new Offspring album, any new Shinedown album I'll buy. But most of the time when I buy stuff now, I'm going back and getting something that I didn't have from. And it's not always.
I say that. I still buy Metallica's music when it comes out.
Yeah, Metallica's another one.
There's a couple of bands that I play on the show that I like. I don't know if Imagine Dragons counts as a rock band, but I guess they're more of an alternative. I like them. There's that Pretty Reckless. There's the actress that turned into a musician and the. Bring Me the Horizon is another band that I like. Fred enjoys, I think, one of their songs, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that again?
Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay. I'm downloading that when I get home.
Okay.
Give me a second while I text that to myself. Because I keep meaning to download that and find out what else they have, so.
I play a good amount of their songs on the station.
Yeah, and I think I've liked them all.
Brian wants to know AL and NL MVP and Cy Young. We talked about Jose Altuve earlier.
Yeah.
I think he's a lock. My vote for NL MVP would be Nolan Arenado. I don't know that he'll win it. I think he's literally the best defensive player in the league. And maybe the best defensive third baseman that's ever played baseball. And I know that there's people who will dispute that, but watch what that guy does with his glove. He's out of this world and he rakes. I'd also accept Paul Goldschmidt as an answer. I can't give it to Giancarlo Stanton. I don't care how many home runs he hits just because his team is so awful.
Yeah.
I think AL Cy Young, both Cy Youngs are tough. I think Corey Kluber has caught Chris Sale in the AL. And
yeah, I think that one could go either way now.
National League is tough. I think it's either Kershaw or Scherzer. And the problem, the biggest problem I think facing Scherzer is that if I extended the list to four names instead of two, the next two guys on the list would both be Nationals pitchers. It'd be Strasburg and Gio Gonzalez. And I think that there may be some split votes there. So I will say Kershaw wins it. My vote would be for Max Scherzer.
I agree.
And then I think, I don't know that it's a total lock, but well, the AL Rookie of the Year is a lock, Aaron Judge. I think Cody Bellinger's he's close to a lock in the NL. But he hit he's going to end up maybe hitting 40 home runs as a rookie. That's pretty good.
So I was just scrolling through my library of artists to see who I have the most stuff from that I bought most recently. I still will buy any new Green Day album. I still have those. And then the other one's Blackstone Cherry. Anything they put out, I buy.
All right.
So there you have it.
Is AJ Hinch a lock for Manager of the Year? I would say no.
No. I mean, he's on that list.
He's on the list. My guess is Paul Molitor. If he gets the Minnesota Twins to the playoffs,
yeah, that's got to be you a lot of votes, no question. The Indians were supposed to be
good. They lost 100 games last year.
Yeah, that's a
and they're going to make the playoffs.
Pretty good turnaround.
They lost 103 games last year.
All right, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, and What Are the Odds Beth makes me completely uncomfortable next segment. You'll have to tune in to find out because Beth Liebling will join us.
I think what would it make you uncomfortable if she came in here and sat on Juggalo Trey's lap for the entire segment?
Yes, that would make me very uncomfortable.
Not me.
I know you think that's hot, but
it would make me uncomfortable in my britches, but that's about it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. And as you know, if you've had to do it, shopping for electricity rates, it ain't fun. But guess what? Tri-Eagle Energy, they're trying to make things easier on you. And this is a company that they not only want to give you lower rates, which they do, but they also want to make your home more energy efficient overall. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12, and that'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use our promo code ESPN. You'll even receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even gets into the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision that you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy. Baby,
my name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz, and Beth is here.
Yay! Hello.
I think Beth's a bigger diva than AJ is, by far.
Thanks for that, Fred. I really appreciate that.
How was Vegas?
Oh, it was good. It was, yeah, Vegas is always fun. So I brought back. I was totally laughing because, you know, I used to go to conferences when I was a lawyer. I was kind of a bigwig lawyer. I was doing lots of good things, and I'd go to these conferences and come home with pens and silly little, maybe a backpack if it was a really high-end conference. Now look what I came back with.
And what the hell is that?
I know, isn't it awesome? It's cute little purple.
I'm not touching it until you tell me what
it is. It's a prostate stimulator.
No, it's not. It's not, but you could be.
You put that in your pee hole, right? Do it, Fred.
It would be a little bit bigger, right? But it looks like this cute little purple pen.
Put it in your tip.
No.
Like, is this not great when I get to go to conferences and come home with this?
I don't know where that thing's been. I'm not touching
it. Wait, that goes in the tip?
Box.
Yeah.
No, but there are things
Try
like that.
Joan.
They're called sounding. No, there are people who like sounding, and that's what that's called. When you stick something up a urethra,
why?
A metal rod, because there are all sorts of pleasure spots in there and sensations. But this is actually just for a clitoris. It just goes really super fast, and it's very directed. So it's definitely like a buzz. Like 6 minutes or less, it's going to get a woman from here to happy. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And it's purple.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if you have something planned for this segment.
I always have stuff, but yeah, what?
I wanted to talk to you about deal breakers in dating.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any?
Me personally?
Yeah, what's your personal deal breakers? Like,
well, one person
Let's say there's someone who is...
I'm being set up here, aren't I?
Perfect. No. That's just something I was thinking about today.
Uh-huh.
Perfect in every way except for one. This one thing would be like, it would ruin everything else about him for you.
Oh, really? For me?
Yes. If he was a Nazi, that would probably be a turnoff for you.
That would not be a good thing.
Even if it was like everything else about him was good. He had a good job.
Right.
I mean, obviously he'd have a good haircut, nice blue eyes.
Right.
But then he...
Right, but when he wants to burn
Jews.
Me and my family, that's probably not
going to... That's a no-go.
That's just no-go.
Okay.
Yes. But short of something extraordinary like that, I'll tell you that one guy once told me, he said something about, well, I hope you don't laugh. And I said something like, I like to laugh, really, every day I like to laugh. And he's like, well, as long as you don't laugh in the bedroom. I was like, that's the best place to laugh. How could I ever be with somebody who didn't want to laugh in the bedroom? I just think that's shameful.
So
I think he was making a joke about his penis.
Maybe so.
Well, I don't know, but if he's got a funny looking penis, I want to laugh.
Well, no,
sense of humor.
Sense of humor. That would There's no way, right? I'm a doof. It's got it.
Okay.
Life has to be fun.
That's big for you.
Yes.
Anything else?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
What if there was like, I mean,
insecurity? Like
you don't like that?
Oh God, no, no. And when they're jerks, when they're just really they're jerks.
Okay.
That's not if you're not nice to the people around you. That I just can't deal with. So.
What about like body odor? Everything's perfect about the guy. Really handsome, great job. He treats you really well.
Yeah.
He's just got a foul stench.
Okay, well, so it's funny because I have a lot of thoughts on body odor, but it's weird because does he smell to everybody else around him or only to me?
No, to everyone.
Yeah, well, it's so funny. So I come from a very stinky family. I have to just admit. Right, exactly. Right. So in some ways, I'm kind of used to that as long as they try to get fresh and whatever and something. But if you just don't care, if it's a sign of just not being hygienic, that's not cool.
Okay, poor hygiene would be bad.
But sometimes I think that there are scents that draw us in. And sometimes I think when I smell someone, it's because I'm getting more intimate with them. And it's strange because I can smell something on them that other people can't. And I've been with people, for example, that can tell even a taste when they kiss me, whether or not I am aroused. Like their sense of taste and scent is so connected to mine. So that's why I'm saying, is it just to me? Can I just notice sometimes?
What if you've gone on a few dates with a guy?
Mm-hmm.
And finally you like kind of look over as he's paying for dinner and you see that he's like a 5% tipper.
Oh yeah. No, that's a jerk.
That's a jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've gone on three dates with this guy and like you think he's a really nice guy and he treats you really well. Then you find out he's a 5% tipper and you say like, why did you tip 5%? He's like, oh, I always tip 5%.
Yeah. No. I'm telling you. So if you don't know me, right, I'm way more about substance than I am form. I'd rather have somebody who looks a little bit sloppy who's actually just a really nice person.
Okay.
And to me, being a really nice person means that you take care of the people around you.
Okay.
You know, y'all laugh at me. I want to defend everybody. I want to take care of people and be nice to them and be respectful. And I think being rude is, there's no excuse.
Well, a 5% tipper is, that's just an indication there's a lot of other crap that he's going to be rude about later.
That's right.
What if
he's tight, he's not friendly, he's not generous of spirit or financially, no.
No, he's a dickweed is what he is.
What if you're really into a guy and after like five dates, he tells you that he legitimately believes the earth is flat?
Well, that's harder.
And it's like, I don't know, it's a thing to him. Like, he's like a, well, he's part of a, like, he writes about it on a blog, on his, on a website that, yeah, like, he believes the earth is flat. And
I have dated people that I have very, very differing opinions. I was engaged to a guy who watched, like,
that's not
conservative,
an opinion.
Conservative, dude, whatever. I just, no. So it would depend.
Okay.
Right. All right.
I was just curious
whether he's
about
stupid.
Those things.
If he's stupid, you know, if somebody's not really smart, I kind of need smart because
that's a thing for you.
You just, right. You just need somebody to keep up with whatever it is, right? If you're interested in pop culture or you like football, you want somebody who can kind of follow along. And
you know what Trey's into?
Like,
NASCAR.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty
You like
cool.
that?
I've driven a NASCAR, gone to the racetrack and driven fast.
You guys have a lot in common.
Yes, honey, except he's, what, I don't know how old, and
he's 22.
And
he's legal.
Can, yeah, he's...
He's legal.
I do not think that I am a good match for him, more
Why?
Than anything else. Because I am totally outspoken. I'm very out there. I think I scare the heck out
Opposites
of him.
Opposites attract.
No. There's no, I think, anyway. No. So, but I would be happy.
I
would
love
to help.
I think you could teach him a thing or two.
Well, I'm sure I could, but I don't need to date him to do that, nor do I need to sleep with him or sit on his lap to do that.
I thought I was going to say, just very casual?
No,
you guys are,
I'm not into that. I don't need more fast food sex. So, but I'd love to help them.
Trey's into Chili's, not fast food.
I love Chili's, actually.
Ah, what?
There you go.
Trey's favorite restaurant
ding,
is Chili's.
Ding, ding.
I totally love that. Buffalo chicken. I just said that to my friend tonight. Buffalo chicken sandwich, and they have the best, like, white spinach queso.
I was crapping on Chili's because I think Chili's is like a horrible restaurant.
No, they have the best buffalo wings.
Trey was like, dude, how dare you say something bad about Chili's?
I knew I liked Trey, but that doesn't mean I can't date everybody that I,
you know.
It's a great
place for you guys to go before you make sweet love.
Oh, sweet love puts me to sleep.
Trey will do some freaky stuff with you.
You guys, no, but I really would like to help them do a dating profile or really actually help them find a good date, not just set them up for something silly and ridiculous, right? That's... Like, you know, like me, I'm a specialty person. I told them, like, well, I've been weird
about,
all my life.
But we're about silly and ridiculous here. You know
I know, and I'm not. But we could do them and Holly. Like, we could get Holly in and we could fix her up,
too. Do you think Holly could be the girl for our dating game?
Not for Trey and
Shrek
Kobe.
And Evan?
No, right. No.
Why?
No, because that would just be mean and ugly. It wouldn't even be funny. It would be like watching a Major League Baseball team play a seventh
grade
team.
That's a really awful thing to say about Juggalo Trey.
He's young and inexperienced. I'm not saying anything mean. I call it young and dumb, and it's just because you don't have the years of experience and stuff. Believe me, we were all, I was young and dumb. I was really dumb. So that just give him some time. But okay. I definitely want to help him get his feet wet.
What's the youngest you would go?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've dated really young.
Okay, what's the youngest now at your current age?
Oh, now because it's not, now it's just because I've done young and dumb and I don't really
You're
need
out
to,
on young?
I, yeah, so really 40.
40. That's the youngest?
That I want, yeah.
Interesting.
I just think younger...
So if I were
just...
single, I wouldn't be in your zone?
Oh, if you were single, I would totally make an exception for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's got to be other exceptions, too.
There would be other exceptions. Right. But in general, because I get interest from younger guys and stuff, but unless they've got a real good reason, I don't need to be a notch on somebody's belt. And
my friend,
most of them don't really know what they're doing, and...
My friend DJ is very interested in you. He
oh,
listens
really?
To the show all the time, and he's very interested in you.
Oh, well.
I was thinking about letting you guys meet up.
Well, there you go. Meet up. Yeah. I'm happy. I love meeting anybody. You know that. I have listeners. I had like 3 listeners come in today. It was so fun. I just absolutely love it. I kind of want you guys to ask them if I'm what they expect.
What
that
if...
That kind of cracks me up.
Like for you, like let's say that a guy walks into your shop.
Mm-hmm.
A really handsome guy.
Oh, yeah.
And... you know, he's a nice guy, and you talk him up a little bit, and then the stuff that he goes to pick out is something that you personally are, like, out on.
Right.
Would that be a turnoff to you? Would it be like, oh, well, this is what he's into. That would make us a bad fit.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But nicely, in fact, then even when I meet people online and stuff, I tell them if I'm not the right one, but I like you, then I just want to think of other people because, you know,
right.
I want to introduce everybody.
You like to do that.
I love to matchmake. I'm telling you, I'm going to officiate at a wedding in January of a couple I introduced. So
I'm going to officiate you and my friend DJ's wedding.
There you go.
I'm going to do that.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's younger than me, but not way younger than me.
There you go. Okay.
He's old enough to drink.
That's it.
Yeah. He's got a driver's license, got his own car.
That
got a good job.
That is a good thing because, the first guy I introduced my kids to after I got separated was significantly younger than I was, and
Like, did he play video games with your kids?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's so bad. That's bad news.
It was so much fun, but it was awesome.
Well, what do you got going on the show this weekend, Beth?
So, let's see. On the show, on Love and Laughter with Beth, on Saturday at 10 p.m., unless we get booted or lated for football, we're doing sexy bedroom bloopers and interracial relationships and letters from listeners.
All right.
Yes, so it should be all sorts of fun.
Interracial relationships.
Yeah.
What a timely topic.
Wait, why is it timely?
Because race is a big thing in the news these days, and that's races coming together.
There you go.
By touching sex
literally
parts.
Yes, pun intended.
Yes.
That's
what better way to bring two races together than by the genitals? Right? We can all agree on that.
This is why I love coming here. Fred just sits there, his face is all red.
I have nothing to add.
Oh, fine, Fred. Fine.
Unless... No, never mind.
John, what time will Beth's show be on this weekend?
A&M probably wrap up around 10:30.
Okay.
So we'll probably be a little bit late, folks. I should tell people, if they try to stream it, last week the streaming was down, but if you try and stream and it's just down, wait until the football game is over, because a lot of times they're not allowed to stream the football game, so it just is like dead. When it's over, then they turn the stream back on for our show. So stick with us. But then... and always know that you can go to iTunes and listen to us afterwards as a podcast.
Yes.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, please. And if you'd give us a review, apparently iTunes won't even list our reviews because they say we don't have enough of them to rate us fully. So please, I'd really appreciate, folks, if y'all would go subscribe to our iTunes, Love and Laughter with Beth, give us a review, and that way you'll get noticed if you miss an episode and something and you go back. So, but it really will be fun.
All right.
And then at the shop, we're doing, sorry, can I keep?
Yep, keep going.
Good. Thank you. October 3rd at the shop, we're doing an event for women from 6:30 p.m. till 8 p.m. It's free. It's Own Your Sexy Power. It's how women can get what they want sexually, not just what somebody's giving, which would be like, that's the thing. I want to actually get what I want from a guy. I don't want to just go out with some guy just because he's the one who asked me.
And you don't think Juggalo Trey can give it to you properly?
No, but I can't give him what he wants either. I'm that dress that can't fit either way, and he doesn't fit me, so, yeah.
You never know until you go into the changing room.
No, sometimes you know because you hold it up and you say from experience, this is where those years come in. You look at it and you say, you know what, this is just not going to fit me. It's either too small or too big, or it's just not going to look good on me.
Yeah. I think Trey might be the perfect fit.
I think Trey is absolutely the perfect fit for somebody out there. And I would love to help him find that person.
Your daughter,
he's
maybe?
He's awesome. I don't know if she'd kill me for that, so I probably can't say that. But she's a great kid, too.
A great catch, huh?
She is a great catch. But yeah.
Would she want to meet Juggalo Trey and play the dating game?
I doubt it. And especially not if I had anything to do with it. So.
Damn it.
Yes, I know. But
all
we
right.
could keep asking, I'm telling
all
you.
Right.
Just let me help filter the people. Don't just set them up for something bad. That just makes me sad. He needs to have a good dating experience.
It's not bad. They're going to get a free dinner. They're going to get...
How many dinners have you been to where if you don't know how to make conversation with somebody or they can't make conversation with you, it's awful.
Beth, that's the game.
How about they go on a date and I go with them?
That's why she has a choice. She's going to have three guys to
choose
from.
She's got three guys to choose from. Whichever one she feels the most connection with, we're going to send them out on a date.
Okay, but do you want to give her a chance to actually make a connection? You don't want to just...
That's what the show's for.
That's the point of the game show. Like, what if...
can I help?
Connection, Chuck Woolery told you before the show started, this is the two that are going to end up together. That would ruin the whole game show.
I know, but then they tried to pick people that, at least one of them, that they would somehow connect. You know, you don't just
picking
a country kind of person with, you know,
see, this speaking. Is where you're making assumptions based on your opinion of these guys.
Yeah. No, my opinions
the dresses
of you
might
guys.
Not fit for you.
Of you guys.
That the dresses won't fit for any ladies.
No, I say there
might be
is.
A nice young Juggalo lady out there who finds Trey very sexy.
There absolutely will be, and I want you to find her. So can I be part of this game so that I can help you filter and find...
I don't
find
know. You don't have enough experience in this game.
Yeah, I kind of think you might mess it up.
I'm a master at running game shows, and you're coming in here telling me how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So you're going to wind up picking it for him, and that's not going to work.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, no, you need that guy
there. That's her thing. Is like, she just likes, this guy and this girl, they'll go together well. Boom.
Yeah.
That defeats the whole purpose of the game.
I put a couple together. I'm going to officiate their wedding.
Why don't you come up with your own game show and play it on your show?
I absolutely will.
It'll be a failure compared to mine.
I'm sure
My game shows,
Yeah.
Have been stolen by Saturday Night Live.
That's awesome. I know.
It's You're not awesome. It's horrible.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry.
What if you came up with something for your show and you did it every week or, you know, every, like,
yeah.
You did it occasionally and then some big time show just came and took it.
Yeah.
Didn't ask, you just took it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. And you think I've got the lawyers to fight Lorne Michaels?
I do. I can help you with that.
You don't have better lawyers than him, I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That, believe me, that's where, yeah. Anyway. No, that's not fair if they really stole an idea. It
that's
depends
right.
on whether you can protect it or not. But imitation's the finest form of flattery.
They call it Black Jeopardy, the same thing I called it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then you might have a trademark case.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. That's okay. Beth. You can find her at Darling Way and listen to her this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth right after the Aggie game. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, guys. So much fun.
Make sure you take your purple vape pen with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You haven't already used that, have you?
No, I just took it out of the box and John, okay. And yeah, it was all I could do not to just put it up against John's neck while he was busy concentrating here.
Yeah,
so,
I think you just grossed him out.
Put it in put it in John's tip.
I'll put it on your leg.
No,
there you go.
Stop
there
it.
You go. Hey, did y'all even notice he played Beth, by the way? He played the song Beth by Kiss. And y'all
that.
Didn't even notice.
No.
It was in my honor. Thank you very much, John. I'm glad somebody cares.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we just discussed previously how the band Kiss is basically just a joke.
It's I know, but joke. That was a good song.
Not really.
Okay, I like, liked it.
If your name was Eileen, you would think that was a good song too, and it's just not.
Or Ahmed, you wouldn't like the song.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
So. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, the great U.S. of A., and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's quickly become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage and is transferable in case you ever sell your house. They've got a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. First step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we will be in Beaumont on Friday, Luke's Ice House, off of Calder. So for the Beaumont folks, but do not be buying us shots and stuff. Because I have
not,
to.
Because you got to drive home.
I have to drive home. And I behave when I drive now. So
good for you. Times have changed with you.
Yeah, well, I got... Too much stuff going on, man. It's too much like real work. Somebody asking, I'm going to a Dallas for a bachelor party. What are some things to do? Go to Fort Worth. That's what I would do.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, Deep Ellum is probably...
When is the party?
I think it's this weekend.
If you can go to Cadillac Barbecue on Saturday morning.
There you go.
No, it's not the first weekend of the month, is it?
Mm.
They're only open the first Saturday of the month.
Oh, you missed it by a day.
Yeah, and then Thursday. Oh. But they are open Thursday and Friday.
Okay, so get over there Friday.
So
if you're there.
If you're there on Friday, go to Cadillac Barbecue.
The other thing I love to do in Dallas is at 3 in the morning, after the bars close, I like to go down to the grassy knoll and look to see where the shots were from. It's very cool and creepy.
That is weird.
It is weird, but you know I like a little weirdness.
Yeah, you're creepy.
Well, but... Usually I go to Deep Ellum, get really drunk, and then go sit on the grassy knoll and imagine the car coming. Well, I'm just trying to put myself in the mindset of the guy who did it.
Okay.
Because Lee Harvey didn't do it. We know that.
Oh, jeez. So I just saw one of the funniest shirts that I've seen in some time.
Yeah.
I'd really like to get this shirt.
Yeah.
It is a, it's like an NCAA bracket looking thing.
Yeah.
And it has Louisville versus the FBI, and it has the FBI advancing.
Oh, that's funny.
Great as that.
That's funny.
That's a good shirt. That's a clever fella, whoever came up with that.
Barstool guys come up with some pretty good ones. But 713-780-ESPN. All right, I've got a story that I was... we had a snake story the other day.
I hate snakes.
We had a worm story today, which was interesting. How do you feel about cannibals?
I don't like them.
I'm against them.
I don't want to meet one. I'm out.
Well, don't go to Russia.
I won't.
Because a cannibal couple reportedly captured up to 30 people.
What?
Before skinning them alive and eating them. Natalia Bakshiva and her husband, Dmitry Bakshiv, no A on his for some reason, also allegedly stuck the human leftovers into jars filled with saline solution and fed the canned human meat to others.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Hey, come on over for dinner. Try the liver.
I'm against that.
Yeah,
I don't like eating human. So I would
I
would be really upset if I found out.
Check this out. It began when someone discovered a phone that contained selfies of a man posing with a severed hand in his mouth. And snapshots of dismembered women and severed heads. Once in custody, the man admitted that he and his wife had been practicing cannibalism for the past 2 decades.
Man.
And she looks like she's been eating a lot, I can say that.
So, guess they're clearly in prison now, right? That's pretty illegal.
They're in
even
custody.
In Russia,
even in
right?
Russia. Even in Russia, that's illegal. But, yeah, so they basically, you know what happened? They watched Silence of the Lambs and said, hey, I'm doing this. And then had friends over and fed it to him. Just like he did. Just like Hannibal Lecter.
Like when he made the guy eat his own brain?
Yeah.
That was in Hannibal.
That was in Hannibal, yeah.
Yeah. When Starling and the other...
But I guess it was the first one. I think it was Red Dragon where he had everybody over and was feeding them the guy who sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy that called Clarice... country corn pone, I don't know what it was, but he was very rude to her, and he was made to eat his own brain, which is of the 10 things that I could think that would be like the worst for me.
Yeah,
eating my own brain would be one of them. It's in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah, I think I would. I'm against that.
Can I tell you something cool that happened?
Sure.
And I didn't really. I didn't know this until now, but I'm seeing that Deshaun Watson donated his first game check to stadium employees that are recovering from Hurricane Harvey.
Very cool.
If that's so, that is very awesome of him.
I'm telling you, I like this kid as a player, but he just seems even off the field to be too good to believe.
Juggalo Trey, that couple really put a foot in their mouth by letting that cell phone get out.
Lend me your ears.
Yeah. No.
God. Speaking of Russia, do you guys realize that Steven Seagal became a Russian citizen?
Well,
he's trending on Twitter, I guess, because he came out and talked about the whole national anthem thing. But he lives in Russia and calls Putin a good leader.
Well, I guess when your movies suck, that's what you do, right? Go to Russia.
Yes.
I liked Under Siege, but that was because of Tommy Lee Jones. Everything else of his.
What's the one where the girl jumped out of the cake?
That was it.
Yeah, I like that.
Erica Aliniak.
Erica Aliniak.
The only problem with her, unibrow.
Yeah, but you know what?
But
she was in
I didn't notice the unibrow because of when she came out of the cake.
Erica Aliniak, after she was in Under Siege, did a movie called Chasers, which is a pretty bad movie, but it's like this girl, she's imprisoned by a couple Navy guys.
Yeah.
And she ends up having sex with one of the Navy guys and full nude. And then she escapes from them But you know, like that's she gets captured again. But that was
so that's the plot.
That's the whole plot.
She has sex, escapes, and then gets captured.
That's the whole. I don't remember anything else that happened. Mostly, I just remember. I don't even know for sure if she got captured again. But she definitely had sex with one of the Navy guys.
Did she still have the unibrow though?
I got to be honest, Fred. I didn't even look at her face.
Okay, because
I'd be lying.
When
to
her
you.
Top was off, I didn't notice it. But the rest of the movie, you notice it. So
yeah.
All right, guys.
That's like the guy who, like, when Cindy Crawford was in Playboy, the guy looking at the mole on her face. It's like, no, you're checking out the rest. Seen the mole 100 times. I'm looking for the stuff that's harder to find.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what's not hard to find, and that's a great local company that's going to help you if you've had hurricane damage. And you've had damage to your home from the hurricane can be tough, frustrating, stressful. Caslope is going to help you out. Caslope is Houston strong. Caslope is a Houston-based company, and they want to save as many homes as possible. And there's a whole bunch of companies coming down here from other places that, we'll do this. Well, they're going to Caslope is local, and they are going to provide professional residential and commercial water damage mitigation, dehumidification, and restoration. They will demo and remove all construction materials affected by water damage. Caslope cares about the community and wants to help. Insurance? Great. No insurance? Guess what? Caslope will find a way to work with you. Save your house today and call Caslope. Based right here, that's C-A-S-T-L-O-P. You can find out more at caslope.com.
Guys, if you've ever thought about, man, I'd love to do it all over again. I don't like the job I've got now. I'm not making enough money. I hate my boss because he's a stupid jerk. The coworker that I've got to sit by every day is a real pain in the ass. What if I told you it's not too late to make a change, guys? You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. You're better than that. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you started and trained for the high-demand field of IT. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, we're still looking for the strongest Stein hoister in Houston. Join John Granato.
Who wouldn't?
At Mojo's in Humble Thursday from 5 until 7 for another round of competition. Grand finale is October 12th when the grand champion hoister will be crowned and awarded $1,000. Damn, do a lot with $1,000. Buy a new wife. All right, this is how we end the show every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. And, okay, sports figures, 2006, Byron Nelson. He's a golfer. That I know because there's a tournament named after him.
There is one.
It is called the Byron Nelson.
The Byron Nelson Classic, right?
I believe so. And in 1998, Doak Walker, who I know because he has an award named after him. It's called the Doak Walker Award.
It's good.
So you have that. 1902, Levi Strauss, who I know because at one point his pants were on my butt. 1770, George Whitefield, English-born Methodist leader and preacher, dies at age 55. Whitefield. I don't know who that is.
That's racist.
Well, I don't like Whitefields. I'm not going to lie. 1974, Coco the Clown, Nikolai Polyakov, dead at 73. 1891, Herman Melville.
Why is that clown famous?
Because he's Coco. He's a clown. Every clown is famous.
I thought only Bozo and Krusty were the famous clowns.
No, and Coco. And now Pennywise.
And Pennywise, yeah.
Don't forget about Pennywise. And then generic clown from Poltergeist.
Yeah. Oh, that freaked me out. That bad.
Ronald?
Ronald the Clown? McDonald. Yeah.
Maybe.
But right. Usually, I'm talking about people named the Clown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or blank Clown.
Like us.
Like Bozo the Clown and Krusty Clown. Yeah.
And Fred and AJ the Clowns. All right, I'll zip through the best deaths. Arnold Palmer, Paul Newman, Miles Davis, John Bonham, and James Dean.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
All right, very quickly, the porn stars. 2005, Ursula Cavalcanti.
Ooh, Ursula, that's a bad name. That's an unfortunate name. I'm going to go with she was murdered by a pimp.
Dies of cancer. 2005, Julie Robbins dies of?
I'm going to go alcohol poisoning.
Car accident. Probably from alcohol poisoning, though. All right.
0-2.
Guys, that's going to...
Today sucks.
That's going to wrap up the show. I thought it was a fun show. Thank you for making it a fun show, John Lee and AJ Hoffman and Beth. Appreciate you guys because I needed that. So right now, I'll tell you what you need. If you're going to get in on the action, my bookie has you covered. Football season's here. You got games tomorrow night. You want to get in, right? My bookie's an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action, in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, and a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a play. I'm always on that mobile site, man. It's so easy. And if you like horses like I do, you can play the horses on there. You can play your sports bets. And if you join now, first time, my bookie will match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. And if you're tired of getting hosed when you ask for a withdrawal, check out my bookie. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag or mybookie.lv. Either one works to open an account. You can bet with the biggest and win with the best only at mybookie.ag. Time to ditch your bookie. Try MyBookie. Sign up today.
SPN 97.5.